to Bit by Bit here for a special edition of Coffee Break, and this is our part two to our questions video from last week. So we're just going to keep it moving with our questions. And once again, this is to celebrate having 100 plus subscribers. So thank you so much to all you guys who have subscribed to this channel, those of you who are listening on our podcast, following us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all that good stuff. We really appreciate it. So our next question up, we're still following the questions coming from Mickey DeRusso from I did a Facebook share of just his little image promoting this video, and he just had a really tough question last video.
But yeah, that's rough.
The top six Pokemon of all time, so he's gonna keep it up with the tops, and we got top BioWare bays, or like, you know, babes, or whatever you wanna, you know, people that you love.
I feel bad because you don't.
I know
you don't have one.
Yeah, I don't really. No, I don't. I don't have one at all. I don't think.
Yeah, because you never played a BioWare game. Just, but are you going to? You have Dragon Age Inquisition, right?
Oh, no, I have it. It is in my apartment.
Oh, okay.
I have it for Xbox One.
Okay. So maybe you'll have one once you play that.
Yeah, I haven't played any BioWare.
You've heard
games.
Me talk a lot about BioWare base.
Yeah. So what do you got?
Okay, so for me, I have two for different reasons. So Mass Effect is definitely Garrus, which I feel like is the fan favorite, but it's for a reason. It's because Garrus is amazing.
I was gonna name Garrus because it's the only name I could remember.
Yeah, Garrus is really good. And I love the Garrus because it's sort of this weird romance, because like it's like sort of brought up a lot that like, yeah, this is weird because I'm like an alien and you're like a human being, you know. He doesn't say alien because like to him he's not an alien,
right?
He's Turian, so he's like, so I'm Turian and you're human, and like this is kind of weird, and like, can we even like actually like do anything, like are our parts compatible, like that comes up sometimes, like apparently they are, but anyway, you know, then there's also the question later of like, oh, like, can we have like kids and stuff? No, probably not. But we can adopt some cute babies. Like, they talk about that kind of stuff. And it's like, that dynamic's kind of weird and fun, that it's like a non, like, human on human relationship, which I think is special to Mass Effect because it's like this space epic, you know? So, I really enjoy the relationship with Garrus. Also because he's like really awkward and like fun and cute, you know, without being like obnoxious. So he's he's really fun to romance, and it's just like an all-around kind of good guy, so it's like solid, there's nothing wrong with him. Really like Garrus. But then the part of me that likes drama a little bit loves Solas even more. Solas is from Dragon Age Inquisition, I still can't believe to this day that I ended up picking the romance. I didn't know anything about Dragon Age Inquisition when I first started, and I just was randomly doing things, and you can only romance Solas if you're a female elf, which I did not know, but I was a female elf during my first playthrough, and I romanced Solas. And I, to this day, I will support my opinion that Solas is the most important character in the entire game, and also the most interesting game romance I've ever gone through. And if you don't want to know anything about this, like, that's fine. Just go ahead and, I don't know, we can leave a timestamp or something for you. But the thing with Solas is that, you know, he's sort of kind of a villain in the game, but you don't know that until later. But he's very complex. He's not really a bad guy, except for he is. He has good motives, you know, and there's stuff that you can sort of relate to.
The story
and,
before.
Yeah. I guess so. It's a little, it's just a very complex relationship, and it's really sad. It's a really sad story. I think I was actually, like, after I get a little too into my games. I don't think most people are like this. There's probably something wrong with me. But after I finished Dragon Age Inquisition, I didn't want to get out of bed for, like, 2 days. I'm like, it's like, so upset.
Was this game hangover, or was it like,
no, the Solas thing was so upsetting. Okay. Yeah, it was so upsetting to me. It was really upsetting to me, because I get a little too into my games. So the Solas thing is the one that I like the most for the actual story being so like drawing you in so much. But the Garrus, like in real life, if you were picking between Solas and Garrus, I want to say I'd pick Garrus because he's the right choice. But Solas is the more interesting choice. So like Garrus is like, I don't want to say it's a safe bet. It like it tears down what he actually is. He's not just like a safe bet, you know. But he's not as, I don't know. It's just not as dramatic as the Solas relationship. So I don't know. I'm gonna stop talking about this so much because I'm probably coming off like a total freak. But Solas and Garrus are kind of tied for me for different reasons.
Yeah, but it's the internet. So there's like people out there that are like, yes. Plus, I know from reading The Secret Loves of Geek Girls, that you are not alone, because they had someone wrote a story specifically on romancing video game characters and being really attached to those relationships, and and them being like, am I weird? And then they're like, no, I found other people that are also like that. So which you could just argue is just more weird people, but whatever, like after a certain point it becomes a moot point. So cool. Yeah, I haven't played BioWare yet. I do I am going to play all the Mass Effect games at some point for a separate series that we will be doing later. So stay tuned for that. And we'll talk more about that.
I'm trying to guess who
later on, right? Later on in the show. Okay, so next up, Smash Bros. Mains. So I guess I'll jump on this one first. For me, it's Sheik. Mm. And other than that, sometimes Pikachu, just to troll people. I'm really good at like positioning myself and then just lightning strikes all the time. So that's a pretty good talent I have. And I'm trying to think if there's anyone else I play a lot as. I'm fond of Toon Link, but I don't really main Toon Link. I would say, yeah, for the most part, I main Sheik. Sometimes I'll also do Zero Suit Samus. But yeah, mainly I'd say mainly Sheik, especially because like even in like the even Smash Bros. Melee, I would always pick Zelda and then just down B as soon as I could and then just murk everyone, and it was great. So that would be my main for Smash.
I don't play Smash that often. I did when I was younger, but I haven't really played it a lot since I was younger. Mm-hmm. But I think usually what I would play as is Kirby, because I really like gimmicky characters.
Oh,
like,
Kirby's fun.
I love doing Kirby because you can do the floating thing and I would never have to fall off. I hate falling
off. I would always do the thing where I'd become the brick.
Yeah.
Every now and then you ever sometimes be on those stages
fall,
that,
and then I fall off
the edge. Yeah, the stages that move and then you just slide to your death. You can come out of the box though, I think if you hit up B.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
I'm not that good, so I never could. I just fell off. Yeah. But I also liked being Kirby because you could take out people's powers and that was fun for me. And I also really enjoyed playing as the ice.
Ice climbers? Really? Ice climbers. I hated the ice climbers.
Everyone hates the ice climbers, but I like them because you have to like utilize them very differently from other characters because their strength is as a pair. But also, like if you lose one of them, you're still okay. I kind of like that. Like,
it depends, though, right? There's like a main one. Like, to me, I always felt like there was one, like, it'd be like there's a blue and the pink one, and like one of them was like the main one in the game for a second, and then so like
it depends on which one you're playing.
You can lose one of them. Yeah, you can lose one of them.
You can switch. If the one you're controlling falls off, then you die. But if the one you're not controlling falls off, then you're okay.
Okay.
I think.
I was never really sure what, and I hated the stage. The ice climber stage too, the one that
automatically
moved up. I hated
it. It's stressful.
I literally, like, when it would come up, because I would put the, you know, I'd do those big tournaments if you watched the last video.
Yeah.
And we would put the stages on random always. And whenever that stage came up, we either, like, begrudgingly did it, or just, like, one of us just killed ourselves, so we wouldn't have to do the stage. Yeah, I hated it. Now, question for Kirby. Important question.
Mm-hmm.
Would you do the thing? You eat people and then you try to like kill yourself, and then before you kill yourself you spit them out and then you fly back to the stage.
What I would actually do, because I wasn't good enough to do that, if I was feeling really salty, I would eat them and I would kill myself with them. I would jump off the stage and we'd both die.
Okay. Yeah. So my brother does the thing where he would take you and then spit you out and then fly back, and I hated it. That was one of the cheapest moves ever.
It's really cheap. I don't do that often.
It really bothered me.
But I would do it sometimes. Yeah. So
I think it's still a valid move.
Yeah,
I'm like, okay.
It's a legitimate strategy.
It's fine, but like, I really hate it, and it bothered me a lot. Okay. Cool. Next question. This comes from Paul. I don't know what this means. Yeah. This comes from Paul, also from that Facebook share that I did on my page, and it is, can either of you do the Mario? I don't know what that means.
I feel like that's a dance move or something. Is it a dance move?
I don't think so, no.
The Mario sounds like a dance move.
I thought of it, the way I interpreted this question was like it being like a just derpy version of like asking us about Mario. So to me, I don't know, is this about Mario Maker? If so, I can't make any of the levels, if that's the question. But yeah, I mean, I'm good at Mario. I'd say I'm pretty good at Mario. I think that's kind of what the question. Really?
Well, I don't play Mario that often.
Yeah,
so
yes,
I'm not
bad
at it, but I don't.
What's the last Mario game you played?
I don't know.
Wow.
No, see, crazy. This is the thing again. It's like, because everyone has their own video game background that they feel is essential and that everyone must have had. And I'm like, but we didn't really do Mario when I was a kid.
I know, so, but like, it's still like. But
I played some Mario. I think the most recent one I played was the one that you can get on the DS, but it's a retro version. It's like Super Mario.
The DS
Super Mario Land or something.
The DS or the 3DS?
The 3DS. You can get it, but it's one you can buy online.
So the eShop.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Cool.
So
yeah,
I played that recently. I mean, I enjoy Mario just fine, but it doesn't really keep my attention that well. My biggest exposure to Mario stuff is from Mario Kart, actually. So, like,
crazy,
that's the most I do.
Well, the reason, okay, because I know you're like, well, it's not crazy because, like, we all just have our own things. But, like, I think it's still crazy because I think it's equally crazy that I haven't played any of the games that you have mainly played, because they're like pretty big
it's
names.
Like, how did we get through life in
like
completely different experiences?
I'm not like judging you. I'm just surprised. Same way how you're like, wow, you've never played this. That's crazy.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, I know I need to do it. Yeah, but that is great. Please, like, hit that Mario Odyssey. I know you're gonna get a Switch eventually. Yeah, and I by will. Then, and because that's holiday.
I also like Mario Party. That's another thing one I like.
Oh, a lot. Yeah, yeah, Mario's so good.
I think one of my favorite experiences was training for our tournament when we had our big tournament in our like college suite, and I like Mario Party is something I never played, and then you're like, this is part of our tournament, and I was like, okay. And every day after class, I'd come back and I mastered all the.
I know it's
the,
so good.
The mini games.
That's why I'm so upset Mario that like Party. The series just really fell off after the GameCube era.
I was really annoyed. I was like, I'll get some of the new ones, and apparently
they're they're awful. So I'm pretty good at Mario, and I guess you're good at like, the Mario adjacent games.
I'm good
like
at Mario Party. I'm good at Mario Kart. I don't know if I'm good at Mario.
The other games in the Mario Universe. I'm really good at Mario, Universe too. There's like the art. Maybe you like the RPGs or maybe two. There's like the Mario RPGs, like Mario and Luigi's.
I played Super Mario Sunshine before. That one was fun. Yeah.
I love that game. My only beef with it is you can't change the nozzles at will. You have to like go get them. I think that's stupid.
Yeah, that's so dumb. Yeah.
It's like annoying. Just design the game differently if you don't want to. Because I get that they didn't want like you to be like super like powered, and then you could just fly up to anything whenever you want to. But then make the game different. I don't know, like, or make it so I can only equip certain nozzles in certain. There are ways to go about it that would have been better than how they did it to me. That was my flaw with that. Okay, cool. Next. Well, I just don't. So we're jumping ahead before I read the question to you guys.
Sorry.
So this one comes from Carl. Also from that Facebook share I did on my page from our BitBit post. And this one is salt or sugar on your grits. So I'm going to start by saying I don't really eat grits. I've eaten grits. Have you ever eaten grits?
Yeah, I don't like them.
I've eaten them once. I didn't like them.
My dad likes grits.
I think it's because you have to like, you really have to be exposed to grits like a lot early on to like make it normal to you. Because to me, it just looks like a paste.
Yeah.
And the only time I ate grits actually was, it was at these, yeah, I think these were grits, I'm pretty sure. Because it was all foods, I just didn't know. Because I went to Sam's house to like visit and stuff, like his family's house. And then they like made breakfast. And, you know,
did they do grits?
Yeah, it was grits, like country ham and like something else. Everything was really salty and strange to me. I didn't know what was going on. And they're like, where are you from again? I'm like, I'm from Chicago, like the Midwest. Like, I'm from and it's from Wisconsin. So I'm like, I'm not that far away from you, but I've never eaten any of these foods.
There's a huge difference in foods, even just in a
state by state. And then two, you know, like those of you who know me a little bit, you know, off the channel in real life or whatever, know that I have a really weird, like, food life that's, like, very different than most people. Like, I mainly just eat outside. I have a very, like, city, like, cliche city, like, sitcom city food life for the most part. And, like, when I'm not eating out, I'm, like, I eat like a few of the same like three meals, and like if it's breakfast, it's mostly just like eggs and tea. So it's like the same, or like, cereal. Like it's either like very easy or like whatever. So I like don't know what this is. I think when I did eat them, I don't remember what I put on them. I think I did put a little bit of maybe salt. I don't know. I know I put a little bit of something or butter. I don't know what I put in them, but I remember trying to eat them, and then Sam being like, no, we need to put like this thing in here. You don't eat it without, like, it's kind of like eating fries without ketchup kind of thing.
Right,
like,
right.
What were you doing? And I forgot what he told me to put in there. I don't, it was all a blur. Mm-hmm. I hated all of it. I took the smallest portion I could to, like, try to be polite, you know? But I'm like, I don't know what these foods are. Why are your foods like this? So that's my long-winded answer of I don't know. I do not understand grits.
I think I don't think I've mentioned this on the channel before, but, when I was in, right after fifth grade, I was in fifth grade, we moved to Georgia. We were planning on staying in Georgia. So I could have been the chick from Georgia when I came to Cornell, which would have been weird. Well, I still would have been from Las Vegas, so I was born.
Right.
But we only stayed there for about 3 months. But we had planned to move out there and, like, move out there forever. But things just, like, got weird. And my dad was, like, planning to go out there for, like, this company thing with his friend. And I don't know, like, something didn't work out right. And so they couldn't do it anymore. And my mom hated it there because we had to, like, pick out this random house that we weren't planning on getting. And everything was a mess. Like, a mess. And we were all just like, you know, screw it. We're going home, you know. And so we did. But when we first moved there, we were like hanging out with my dad spent a good amount of his teen years there, with, some family friends that he, you know, kind of grew up with for a time period. And, so we visited them a lot and some of their family a lot. We had grits there. So to me, grits is kind of like, I don't know, it's kind of like a Southern thing, it feels like.
Is it
from the South? I'm not sure.
So.
So we had that when I was there, and I'm pretty sure, and my dad really likes grits, I think, if I'm thinking this right thing. Or maybe he likes cream of something. There's all sorts of weird, like, porridgey type breakfast things that
I
all have
don't know
names. I think like, grits is what I'm thinking of, and I think my dad likes it with sugar. So in solidarity with my dad, I'm going to say sugar. The same way I say I support the Broncos. Sugar and Broncos, because my dad. That's it.
It's a very American statement.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's that for that. Not a lot of grits background. Okay. Next question comes from my brother Edwin once again. And this one is, and he asked me this on Twitter, and it's like, what food did you eat past its expiration date, but you didn't end up getting sick, aka a risk that paid off? Another way he phrased his question was, you know how sometimes, like, if you get sick, you're like, oh, what is it? But sometimes you're like, I know what it was. It was that, you know, old lasagna I ate that was 14 days old, but I ate it anyway, so I thought it'd be okay. So that's kind of his question. I guess I can start while you think of it, because I've thought about it a little bit. I actually am very, very, very paranoid when it comes to expiration dates. Me too. I, no surprise, the neurotic game people don't. Yeah, I don't play with expiration dates at all. Mm-hmm. I'm so paranoid that I don't even like eating stuff. And I understand, like, logically, I understand that the expiration date is kind of BS. It's just product the company. It's not extremely accurate. It will go bad,
but it's maybe not
bad. I understand that in my mind, but, like, on paper, I know that, but in my mind, I just can't be, I'm not comfortable. So I'm to the point where I actually almost, it's hard for me to even consume something on the day that the expiration date is. So if it, like, I had eggs yesterday that they were set to expire the 10th, and yesterday was the 10th, and I ate those eggs fine because I'm like, it's the last day I can eat these eggs and have them not be expired. But even that, like, that's very new for me. Normally, right. Like, if it's even, like, a day, but, like, it has to be at least a day before, and after that, I'm just like, nope, and I'm not good at smelling, like, when does milk expire? To me, milk always smells bad, like, you know, within that gallon, I'm like, it always smells awful, like.
I have a very bad sense of smell, so I can't tell.
Yeah, so, so I don't really eat anything that's close to anything expired. I guess, for me, the oldest things I eat is, for those of you who don't know, my dad works, in the hotel industry, and, you know, there's banquets and things, and sometimes they let you bring food home. So he'll bring, like, some food home from work a lot of times, like little dinner snack things. And sometimes I'll eat some of that stuff. And since he does it pretty often and they're just, like, in unmarked boxes, sometimes those things maybe get a little old. But usually if I'm in doubt at all, I just don't do it. So I don't really have a good – I don't have a direct answer for this for that reason.
I have a couple of – I guess I have two experiences, both somewhat recent. I also do not mess around with expiration dates usually, even though I try to be sort of, like, conscious of, like, my attitude towards it because I don't – really want to have a lot of food waste, partly because like I don't have a lot of money, you know, so I'm like, I don't want to have to buy new stuff. And also
it always sucks, it's just not like good when you throw it away and you're like, wow, yeah,
it's such a waste that someone else could be having this. Yeah. And like, there's just such a waste of food and like the sense of like American entitlement and blah 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 blah, and it's like spinning around in your head. So I try not to do that, and like one of the ways I avoid doing that is really trying to pay attention to when things go bad, and then if I haven't used them yet, like picking something to make that uses all those things. Uh-huh. So I try to use stuff before they go bad, which is pretty easy when, because I live with my roommate and there's two of us, it's a lot easier to sort of figure that out. You're like, well, there's just two of us, we don't have a lot of food around all the time. Yeah. We don't need a lot of food. But I'd say very, very recently, I did use, like maybe a couple days ago, I did use milk that had been gone. Had the expiration date was like a couple days before. I think it was like the 7th and the expiration date was the 5th. And the only reason I did use it was because I was halfway through making a recipe and I needed it. And because I was actually needing buttermilk. And I don't know if you know about buttermilk at all, but
yeah.
If you don't have buttermilk, which is hard to find at grocery stores and kind of expensive, you just mix it with some lemon juice and let it sit for a bit. Because I think, as far as like my understanding of buttermilk is, you know how milk is in like dairy products?
Yeah.
A lot of them, they're kind of gross when you think about it, but it's like milk in different stages of like it's like, yeah, pasteurized, or like sometimes or it has like bacteria in it, but it's good bacteria, like yogurt and things like,
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
So all dairy products are a little gross when you think about it. And I think buttermilk is like, usually what happens when you mix milk with lemon juice is it gets a little thicker.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like a thicker milk. The only reason I used it was because I was like, well, I'm using buttermilk, and buttermilk is actually like supposed to be a little further down the line than actual milk as, uh-huh, far as like expiration date, so I thought it was probably fine. And it wasn't like thick or anything, it wasn't like curdly, you know, the milk.
Yeah.
It was like completely thin and like looked fine and smelled fine to me, but again, I don't have a very strong sense of smell. And
no, so
I
neither.
Used that in my I used like made these twice baked potatoes that had like broccoli and cheese in them, so that was fine. I didn't get sick from it. But one time I had this horrible experience with milk. It was when a senior year of college, and we for breakfast and stuff, we were on the 14 meal plan, because for anyone who doesn't know, like a lot of times at colleges you can be on different meal plans, so and you can get like a stipend back from the school, or like in our case we got like a credit at the like the cafe on campus, and
yeah.
So we did the 14 meal plan, so we didn't have breakfast in the in the cafeteria. So we would have our breakfast in our room, and we kept like a little mini fridge. We had milk in there, and we'd have cereal in the morning. And one time it was like still pretty dark, and I hadn't turned the light on yet, and I poured me and Catherine, I feel so bad for Catherine, poured me and Catherine some cereal in the morning, and I didn't realize that the milk had gone bad. And it was weird because it was like maybe the day of the expiration date, but the milk had gone bad, and I didn't notice till we were halfway through eating our cereal because it was dark in the room, but it was like chunky. I was like, something doesn't taste right. And then I thought, like, I was like, oh my gosh, this milk is so gross. So that was pretty horrible. And I didn't get sick, but I felt like being sick. So
that's really bad.
Yeah, long story. Sorry.
But yeah, let us know what you guys have done with food for that. On the same note of like despair, my brother also asked another question. It is, what is the worst tech issue you experienced on the show? So we have so many tech issues. Those of you who've been following along for quite some time may have noticed that every now and then, very infrequently, we do miss a week. Every now and then, like if you look at our history, we've probably missed one or two over a couple months, almost a year of filming. And that's always because of tech issues. It's never because we're like, we won't do it.
We always do it. Sometimes we just don't get
a lot of times when you still see a video, there are still tech issues. So I think the worst... there's a lot. So many stories running through my head. I guess the worst tech issues technically are the ones that stop us from doing the video at all. So an issue we've been running into a lot lately, and if anyone has any advice on this, please let us know in the comments below. We've asked around. We've Googled a lot. But every now and then, so the way we record our stuff, if you're curious, is right now we upgrade our camera. So we're using a Logitech HD webcam, and then we have on a little tiny tripod, and then we have a... Blue Snowball microphone, and we record our audio on Audacity, and we record our video on OBS video capture, and then we have to sync the two. We have tried doing audio through OBS, but it comes out weird, I'm pretty sure. I don't remember if we've tested that recently, but it comes out desynced. Mm-hmm. So we'd have to move it anyway, and we're like, well, if the audio quality is lower on OBS and we still have to sync it, we might as well just do it on Audacity. So we record all our audio on Audacity, and that's basically always a thing that messes up when we don't have our videos ready to go. So what ends up happening, this happened like twice already, it happened actually last week, where we record a video, let's say like, you know, 15, 20, 30 minutes long, and we have our audio and our video, and then when I go to save it, it says that all the Audacity thing is only like 15 minutes, but I know we record for 30 minutes, and what ends up happening basically when I re-listen to the audio clip is that there's this weird skipping that happens, where basically what the audio thing has done is it has like this much data, and it has that all that data in there, but it's compressed into this much space. So with that, or let me move over this much space. So like this much data compressed into this much space. So basically it ends up, it does have all of the audio content, but since it skips, it doesn't actually have all the audio content. Thus you literally just can't do the video. Mm-hmm. I think that's the worst problem we had. Another one that just was really annoying, and this actually is on a video that is up on our channel, and the video actually looks pretty much fine. So like shout out to all the struggles I went through to get that done. But basically what I ended up doing at one point, and I forgot what, so this problem stemmed from the way we had our video set up, I found out, because I tweaked the video settings, and now we no longer have this issue. But for a while, on OBS has a very kind of complicated setup, and, you know, I'm always learning. I do the video edits at this point, and then just as the podcast and the image and the designs and stuff like that, so it's kind of how we divvy up the work. And it's basically just because I have like the tech to do it.
My computer can't handle it.
And then the other trade-off is Jess comes here to shoot. So we have like, we have, you know, it's very meticulously planned out on how we divide our division of labor. So then obviously Jess has to learn all the design podcast stuff, and I have to learn all the video stuff. And it's just kind of how we've been going. So, like there's something weird with the OBS settings, and basically there's this issue where we used to have this issue where like the, the video would kind of like change speeds a little bit. So like we would start off things synced. Like we always do a clap at the beginning to sync up our audio on a video, and it's like, you know, basically perfect. Not like exactly because like there's only so much you can move the audio strip on iMovie, but it's pretty good. But like I was watching one thing when I was editing it, and I saw that like we'd be synced, and then at a certain point, we weren't synced anymore. And then we would, like, not be synced for the rest of the video. So then what I had to do was I made a million little cuts. So I'd, like, you know, we'd be in sync. You know, Jess would be talking about something. And then it would, like, go out of sync. And then at that point, her video the video would be moving faster than the audio is. Or, like, the video would be moving slower, you know, one of those issues. So what I would have to do is I made all these cuts on the video and on the audio just so I could keep track, easily keep track of the cuts. And then I would I slow down the audio by 1%. And then when I felt like it was time, I put it back to normal. And then I'd watch it, and then I'd cut it, and then slow it down 1%, and then cut it, and then put it back to normal. And then, so I would do, I did that for like the whole video. I don't remember what video it is. So if I think it was, it might've been, it was like maybe a little bit after our, it might've been Worst Game Stories. Yeah.
I feel like it.
Yeah. Worst Moments in Gaming.
Worst Moments
in Gaming. Because I remember that being one of my favorite videos that we recorded. Cause you know, we each have favorites. I'm like, oh, I really liked it. It was an interesting topic. Or I felt like that was a good conversation. And I was like, no, I'm not letting this die. It was good. I want people to see it. Like I was in it. It was just crazy. So oddly enough, that was, and it was funny because it's like, oh, worst moments in gaming is worst moments in editing.
Right.
But that one was really, really hard, especially because I used to do this before, but I kind of stopped mainly because I'm like, for game footage, I really want us to eventually get to the point where we do our own, like make our own. So it's home brewed, you know, instead of like, usually our video footage does come from like other YouTubers and I'd like to make it ourselves, which is why I haven't done it recently. But for that video, I did put game footage because it was really, really important to understanding like what was going on. So like I did all this extra work and I captured, that was just like the worst one. And I like gave it to a friend to try to get them to do it and they couldn't figure it out either. And it was just a mess and it was hours and hours. So that's my long-winded thing on my end for tech issues. Jess, I don't know if you've had any weird stuff with the podcast or with images or anything like that.
The podcast has been pretty smooth sailing, but for a while back when we were doing, we were like switching off like who was editing and what.
Yeah.
Before my computer was just like, nope, goodbye. You know, I was like, fine, you know, whatever. We'll just like switch it up differently. But for a while we were switching it off and I was using, I don't even remember what it's called. It's like Filmora. That's what it was. And like we were back when we were doing game clips. And so then what started happening, I didn't even realize it was happening because I was doing the same thing as always, was that I put a game clip in and it would like play the game clip for a couple seconds and then it would like freeze for forever. And then it would like stay on that frame for forever. And then it would cut back to everything else. And sometimes like the audio would be weird. And like, I don't know, that was strange. So that for me was the most annoying part, but mostly because I couldn't figure out how to fix it. And there was a time even before that, back when I was still in Vegas for the summer, like before I came out to Chicago and when I couldn't like get game clips at all. Like I couldn't even do screen captures. We had so many more tech issues, I felt like, back when like we were in different states, which makes sense because there's a lot more stuff to do with it when you're not on the same screen, not on the same audio. But now, I don't know, it's pretty fine. The podcast is pretty normal. I haven't had a lot of problems with it. Sometimes, this is really weird, actually. I don't know why this happens, but sometimes when I'm uploading to Podomatic, I'll have the finished audio, you know, from everything, and then it's got all the music in it, everything's, like, the right levels, and I'll go and I'll upload it to Podomatic, and I'll wait for it to upload, which takes a while, like, maybe 20 minutes, and 30 minutes, and when it gets uploaded, I push play to make sure it's the right one, and every time, it's the one from last week. I don't know why, because I named them all, and I uploaded the right one, and I'm like, what? And so then I go back, and I delete it, and I re-upload it, and then it's normal.
That's really weird.
It's like a ghost of last week's past. Like, I don't know why it's like that, but I keep my eye out for it, and it's a pretty easy fix.
Yeah, for the most part, the issues have really died down. The main issue I have now is every now and then, like, something crazy will happen with the footage or audio itself, and I can't, for the most part, I can't really save that, because, like, we're missing a big chunk of audio, then we're just missing it.
You guys have no idea how many great conversations you've missed, because, like, we're like, that was awesome,
it was so good.
It's like four or five, and some of them were my favorite videos, and then we're like, we don't feel like talking about
it again. Yeah, because we just talked about it, and it's hard, because we don't script anything, really. The only thing we do is, you know, which, this wasn't the question, but the only thing we do is, like, we pick a topic, and then we say, like, okay, do I have something to say about this? And sometimes I will write down, like, game names or something. But other than that, we're just talking about experiences or games. So, yeah, it's really, really sucks when we lose it. That went on for longer than maybe it should have. But we have had a lot of issues, which is why, you know, we really appreciate you guys sticking it through, you know, early.
We're out here on our own.
They say early adopters always get, like, you know, the short end of the stick a little bit, which is why, you know, we really try to get as much content out as we can despite any kind of – our goal is to, like, let you not see the pain that goes into this. And I think for the most part, we really have stuck that out. And it's something I'm really glad that we have done so far. But, okay, cool. So, wind down with our last couple questions before we wrap up the video. As we have these ones come from Marquise, a friend from us from college. And he asked these directly to our Twitter, which is, once again, @BigByBigGaming.
Yes. Right?
Yep. So he tweeted at that Twitter account with these questions. The first one is, magic is real. You can phase yourself into any game ever made. Which game, which games are you being phased into? Like, which game are you going to be phased into?
I have one.
Okay, go ahead. Yeah, you can go. Okay. Yeah, you can go ahead.
For me, that's a good question because it's different than, once again, it's not your favorite games. I do not want to be existing in the Mass Effect world or anything else because I don't want to be a war hero. I don't want to be in danger. I'm very scared of life as it is. So, like, I like playing video games. I don't want to be in a dangerous situation. So what I would phase into is Animal Crossing. Even though Animal Crossing is not one of my favorite games, I enjoy it sometimes for, like, brief periods of time, but, like, it's not up there on my favorite games list. But if in real life, I just lived in this cute little town with all these adorable animals and I can just live my life like normal. That's all I want, is to live my life like normal in a cuter environment. That's Animal Crossing all the way. Yeah. So that's mine. 100%.
Okay. I also feel similarly, like, you don't want to just pick, like, you know, like, if I think, like, for instance, one of my favorite games ever is Inside. I don't want to be phased into that game. That sounds horrible.
No.
Like, it's part of this, I just have, like, these weird experiments happen to me and stuff. No, I don't want to do that. And then I also don't want to think what I'd have to be too active. So I'm going to kind of just talk through and hopefully get to an answer because I can't think of too many things. Your Animal Crossing one is really, really good. I would probably just steal that, but I don't want to be cheap, so I'm not going to. But.
Plus, you know, just what's nice about Animal Crossing is there's ways to make money that I cannot make money like in real life. I can't be like, let me just go dig up this fossil and, like, sell it for thousands of dollars. Or, like, let me just, you know, go fishing in the ocean. Like, that happens to be right down from my house, you know, even though this is not at all a beachfront environment. Like, so that's really nice. Or let me just run errands for these, you know, 10 people that I live next to all the time. I'm like, I wish I could do that and make money. Video game money is the best money because real life is not like that. I've tried. It's not how it works. So, yeah.
I have so many listings on eBay that just no one's clicked on yet. Like, why don't you want these things? These things I found. I guess this question's really about, like, yeah, what game environment you'd feel most comfortable in. And for me, I guess, off the bat, maybe there's, like, this Mario game, and I'm trying to remember the name of the game. I think it might be, like, 3 or something. I don't know. I know it was for the Game Boy Advanced, I want to say. But I know there's, like, a Mario world where, like, all the places are named after foods, which makes me think you can eat everything.
Ooh.
It's a Cookie Mountain. Like, maybe that'd be cool, but actually probably not, so I'm not going to tell one either. There's also not really people in Mario as much, so that's a little scary. Yeah. I think I'd be really tall and that'd be weird. I think Wind Waker. I'll go with Wind Waker.
It's a lovely environment.
It's a nice environment. Everything's cartoony. There's easy ways to make money. I think I could learn some new skills with, like, the fishing and stuff like that. I could get a boat and sail. I could maybe, like, do some sword training things. Like, I picture myself just living on that initial, like, part that you start off with where, you know, I could go see, like Link's grandma or whoever that is, and, like, learn some combat things.
Pretty much you want to live in the demo version that comes with the GameCube.
Yeah, yeah. I think
that's all I've ever played of Wind Waker, by the way.
Really? It's so good. That's I haven't played that much of the game. Like, I've never finished the Zelda game. By the way, it'll be my first Zelda game I finished, so that's exciting. But yeah, I played a good amount. I really liked that game. It was very colorful and just fun and lighthearted. So I think that'd be the game I'd be into. So yeah, that was a really good question. One of my favorites. Okay.